Chapter 9, Work and the Economy. In this podcast, we take a closer look at college students and credit cards. How many credit cards do you have? According to the United States General Accounting Office, nearly two-thirds of college students have at least one credit card in their name. Between 6 and 13% have four or more credit cards. 18-year-olds can enter into a financial contract for a credit card in their name without parental consent in most states. College students have been a targeted population for credit card companies because they have few financial responsibilities. Banks and credit card companies hope to nurture the loyalty of college consumers, hoping that they'll come back when they need car loans or home mortgages. Credit cards offer many advantages to students, providing them with the means to pay for unplanned or emergency expenses and allowing students to establish their own credit history. Yet concern has been expressed about how more than any other type of credit card user, college students are likely to carry large unpaid balances on their accounts simply due to their financial inexperience. On your campus, you may have seen or spoken with vendors from local and national banks about their credit cards. Hundreds of U.S. colleges, universities, and alumni associations have made deals with credit card companies. For example, Bank of America has a contract with Michigan State University for access to student names and addresses, along with official use of the university's logo. Michigan State is just one of the 700 colleges and alumni associations the bank has made an agreement with. The university's contract includes a commission fee of sorts. It gets additional money as more students apply for the credit card and if students carry a balance on their cards. Michigan State is guaranteed at least $8.4 million over 7 years. In 2008, the U.S. Public Interest Research Group reported that 76% of college students say that credit cards have been marketed to them on or near their college campus. About a third of students were offered a free gift, usually a t-shirt, in exchange for their application. Based on a survey conducted from October 2007 to February 2008, the research group's report confirmed that a significant number of college students are managing their credit cards with late fees, high balances, and delinquencies. When asked about how they use their cards, students reported that they use them for day-to-day expenses, for purchasing books. Only a few categorized their spending as emergencies. Nearly one quarter reported that they use their cards to pay for their tuition. Though colleges defend their partnerships with credit card companies as a way to offset budget cuts, to support student programming and scholarships, their credit card recruitment deals and practices have been criticized by student and consumer groups, politicians, and university leaders. The issue is the amount of debt accumulated during college, especially while we are in an economic recession and at a time when jobs are scarce. Surveyed college seniors had the highest credit card balance, $2,623, double the amount for freshmen, $1,300. Most students surveyed by the Public Interest Research Group supported a ban on deals that allowed schools or student groups from receiving money from banks in exchange for the right to market directly on campus. The majority also oppose selling or sharing student information with credit card companies. Now it's your turn. What does this mean to you? Investigate your campus policies regarding credit card solicitation. Should there be marketing agreements between colleges and banks? Shouldn't college students be able to manage their own spending and finances? Are you?